Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Dennis.
Good evening.
Would you like to pray?
Okay.
Nope. How about you? You want to pray for us? Stand up.
Okay. Thank you, God, for food and grace. I hope everybody's having a great day at Awanas tonight. And I hope everybody's doing the voice is great. And in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we do thank you that we can learn about your word. And I thank you, Father, for the children here that they come to Awana because they want to know more about who you are. And that inspires me to learn more about God as well. I want you to all know something, that there isn't a day that I don't think about you guys. Really, I don't have any children. So you guys are my brothers and sisters in Christ. And that enriches me, because I look forward to Wednesday nights, because I get to share with you guys with something very, very important to me, and that's God's Word. I woke up this morning and I was given news that a friend of mine, 90 years old, he was like my dad, and he helped me with wisdom and taught me things and encouraged me and was strong enough to tell me the truth. And yet he struggled so hard with God's word and the truth. And it saddened me this morning that he may have passed away in not accepting Christ into his life. That hurts. And yet, inside, I think he really had. But he was upset with God. Maybe he was hurt by a church. But somewhere inside, he just didn't want to talk about God. And he would tell me, we'll talk about anything, but I don't want to talk about God. And then the next sentence, he would ask me a question about God. That's kind of strange, isn't it? Someone that doesn't want to know about God, but yet still curious. So God's word is true. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Every word in this book is true. Every word. And when we read the word, we need to look at each word. Mm-hmm. So at the flag, I asked you guys about this story about the first miracle that Jesus actually did. And that was about water and wine. So water, remember the story I told you about Noah and that the wickedness of the world, and God told Noah to build a boat? And that the rains came and the water cleansed the earth. And the water that Moses parted through God's command. And the waters parted. And the waters were used for purification. They would hope that by washing, they called mitzvah, a bath, a baptismal bath. And it was a process of being pure, cleansed. So now this story, this miracle, Jesus had already been raised up out of the Jordan River, baptized by John the Baptist, and in the presence of a lot of people, God spoke from heaven and said, "This is my Son. This is whom I've sent." So now Jesus is trooping back to his homeland, Galilee and Cana, and he comes to a wedding, and I'm going to read here in John chapter 2, on the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Both Jesus and the disciples were invited to the wedding. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does that have to do with us? My hour has not yet come." His mother, Mary, said to servants, "Whatever Jesus says to you, do it." Now there were 6 stone water pots set there for the Jewish custom of purification, containing 20 to 30 gallons each. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." So they filled them up to the brim, and he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it to him, and when the head waiter tasted the water, which had become wine, and did not know where it came from, but the servant who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Every man serves good wine first, and then the people had drunk freely, then he serves poorer wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." This beginning of his signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and the fest is glorious. He was manifested in his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This miracle was God demonstrating that he could change two elements from water into wine. Supernaturally, it was not a magic trick, but the water was something to be used for purification, cleansing of the outside, washing the outside. But Jesus said, "I'm the living water," and that he would cleanse us from inside. Unfortunately, back then and today, we people get caught up in rituals. We think that, oh, if I do this and I do that and I look good and I'm doing wonderful, then God would be pleasing with me. But yet inside, the heart is filthy and needs of a Savior. The wine represented the freedom from bondage, that it was part of their festival, their part of learning what God's scripture was saying to them, a promise that their sins would be paid for an atonement. So Jesus was making a statement to his disciples and to all that were at that festival wedding that he was the bridegroom, that he was the one that was going to reunite all of God's children to a family. So marriage is about two becoming one. Questions, Casey?
I wanted to say, like, also, if you see somebody along the road who doesn't have a home or water, you can always, he's like, if you have, like, a spare water bottle in the car that you haven't drunk it out of, or, like, some food that you haven't eaten, and you can always do it. You can always give them some of the food and some of the water so they can also
live. How much did it cost to give the water? Nothing. You know what? Giving doesn't cost anything. Giving is a reward that you receive from God. By your actions, God rebounds you with the same kindness. So the living water, God, Jesus, demonstrates to his disciples and those to come after in this story that he was going to purify us from the inside, not so much the outside. And God says that we're to look at the heart, right, Gabe? We're to look at the person inside and not so much of the outside. Today, too often, people judge people by their outward appearance and they never see the inside. We are a society that's watching. We watch television. We watch our phone. We watch the news. But there are very few people that are looking. People will pass you today that may have received an award in school and there was no one there to say, "Good job." Another person may walk by. You're watching them, but you're not seeing that they just lost a loved one. And I'm challenging you here now. If you have Christ in your life, look at people's hearts, not so much of their actions. We all stumble and fall, right? There's a Romans, what's the passage that says all have what?
Sin.
All have sinned. Does anyone better than anyone else?
No.
Are we better when we receive Christ?
Yes.
Yes, because why? Because he makes us new. He's new. We are new. He made us new by us being washed in the Spirit and in the water. So when I say about these stories in the Bible, believe me, you could teach a number of messages just on this miracle. So much started with this first miracle in Cana. An example of what a marriage is. And today, we throw away marriages. We don't make a commitment. Can I challenge you guys? When you love someone, that you commit to that love, no matter what, that's hard to do, my friends. But God can empower you to do that. He calls us to love one another. And Father God, we do thank you. We thank you that you loved us so much that you would give your Son to die for my sins and your sins, that you would purge us and cleanse us from inside. And Father God, you're a great example of what you're doing with these young children in their thirst of the living water. And we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. And all the saints said,
amen.
God bless you.